call to order the Madison Plains Board of Education regular meeting. Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Here.
Mr. Detweiler and I are also here.
We stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We don't have anyone signing for public communication. Is there anyone that would like to speak? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. You just need to stand up and give your name and address, please. Todd Fisher.
Hello, I'm Todd Fisher. I know many, or not most of you. I'm representing the Madison Plains Campaign Committee. We've been meeting for the last 4 weeks to help support the for vote for the August 8th emergency operating budget. So a lot of different events scheduled between now and August 8th. Things in Mount Sterling, things at the 4-H camp, Madison County Fair, as well as potentially Jazz Festival in London. So Facebook page and just different groups trying to get out the for vote amongst active supporters in the community. So just an update to you on where that's progressing. So that's all. Any questions?
What would you, do you need anything from us?
I've made a couple requests to Mr. Detweiler through official channels. He's provided what he's needed. Probably your individual support and maybe potentially as a group, different support at those events, either individually or collectively. We will reach out to you or individually or also collectively. Again, Mount Sterling Days and Madison County Fair.
Okay, I think I speak on behalf of everybody. Thank you for heading that up. Thank you for all the hard work because it's a lot of hard work and we appreciate it.
I'm a delegator very well, so.
Good job.
I'm happy to delegate to many other well-deserving people. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Move to board work session. Anything for board work session? Okay. We will go to section D, approval of minutes.
Madam President, I move that the minutes of the May 23rd, 2017 meeting be approved as written.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. We will move to Mr. Mustine's treasurer's report.
First item I have are my financial reports for June. You see there on the screen, we are a little below where I think we would be, where we had projected we would be right now. However, I do think that has more to do with the timing of our receipts. Again, we have our property tax receipts coming in here in June, and we've been collecting those. So we'll know more here at the end of the month, of course, when we close things out. But I think we're going to end up pretty close to where we thought we'd be. The next thing I have are end-of-year transfers for FY17. I'll go through those. You have a paper copy of those also. I apologize for the small print. The first one there is a general fund, transfer. We had an expense charge to the incorrect general fund account. It was an old general fund account with its own special cost center. So that corrects that. No change in a general fund there. And the next one is a general fund to 09 school supplies account. That's where the board provides the amount for any shortfall in the school fees that are uncollected. If we end up spending more out of that account than what we collected from students, supply that. So that's just a small amount only in the one account, the high school supply fee for $284. The next one is the board support of the drug testing fund. We do this every year at the end of the year. It's $4,989. That's consistent with the amounts we've had in the past. That's a general fund to 011 transfer. And then we have a general fund to faculty support. These are small amounts, but what these are accounts that have had a negative balance from long ago, years ago, and they've been kind of slowly crawling back. The receipts that come into these accounts are generally like building vending machine receipts, for instance, like the pop machine in buildings for the faculty lounge. So they generally collect about $75 a year. A couple of these were in the red, around $200. It'd take another 3 years for them to get back to zero. I'd rather be able to go ahead and start them back to zero now, and then they're better able then to monitor their progress, monitor their estimated receipts, monitor their expenditures, and make sure they stay at or above zero from here on out. So it's a correction to kind of bring them back to where we can better track them now. So that's not something you'll see every year. And you'll notice on a few more of these, they're not every year transfers that we'll be doing. It's a correction that could have been done a couple of years ago, you know, for instance. The next one is our regular transfer amount from the general fund to the HRA fund. That's the board side of the HRA account. That's a portion of our medical insurance is what that is. 80% board contribution, 20% employee contribution. It's a little bit less. Generally, the amount is $220,000, but we had an amount left over in there from when we carried the gap insurance, and we had about $60,000 that was transferred into that fund that hasn't been used for anything else. So we've been transferring the $220,000 to cover our board share, but in order to use that surplus for our share, we're only going to transfer the $162,000 to bring it back to zero. We're not going to continually maintain a $60,000 surplus in that account. So now is as good a time as any to do it. So that's why that's a little less there.
How this is where some of those hidden savings we don't talk about.
Just to recap on that, we went from a traditional insurance plan that was expensive. Then we added a high deductible plan with gap insurance, and the gap insurance actually, you know, brought our insurance rates down. However, when the gap insurance, the way it operated, they charged us essentially a flat amount, and we couldn't monitor the contributions, the in and out of that account. So we funded it, but we couldn't see if the amount we were funding is actually what was getting dispersed. So in essence, that company could have been making a profit over whatever claims weren't going out, that we were overfunding the account. So that was about $325,000 or so that we were spending on that per year. So we changed then from a gap insurance to an HRA fund, a health reimbursement account. So we estimated that we were overfunding the account, so we decided to fund it at about 75% of that $325,000. And so that amounted to about $275,000 a year. So initially we just had a $50,000-$60,000 savings right off the bat. Then we monitor that account quarterly. We're able to see the in and out and the activity in the account. So what that's showed us is we hit it pretty close. That $275,000 is pretty close to what's going in and out of that account. So that $60,000 savings was there and is legitimate. And we realized that each year that we funded at $275,000 as opposed to what the gap would have been charging us at the $325,000 a year. Another thing that allows us to do is to see if we're building up a surplus in that account, and then we can potentially use that surplus to buy down an insurance increase. So we look to be able to do that this next year. It looks like we've been gaining about $20,000 a quarter in that account, so we've been building a balance. So we're looking at a 5% health insurance increase this year on our traditional health insurance side. So then we could say that we could reduce, for instance, and this is just an estimate right now because this hasn't been presented to the insurance committee yet, initially it looks to be a 25% decrease on the HRA side. So that's not only a decrease to an employee, but that's also a 25% decrease to the board on that board side of that HRA. So the amount that we should be able to transfer next year should be consistent with this $165,000. It should be about that instead of $220,000. So there's another $60,000 in savings. That's $120,000 just on a plan adjustment. And we have a quality insurance product to go along with it. So.
Appreciate your efforts, Mr.
Moving on then through the rest of the transfers, I'll try and get through these a little quicker. We have our general fund to other grants. That's an 019 account. What those are generally like the Columbus Foundation grants the teachers receive. A couple times those amounts were overspent by, you can see there, $6 or $3. So instead of leaving that $3 negative balance there, it's just, this is as good a time as any to clean it up. So we'll clean that up. The next one is the general fund to the high schools that work. What that was is expenditures that were made for this High Schools at Work program in prior years that they determined were either made outside of the grant period because there was some confusion as to when those funds could be spent. For instance, if we spent them in August, it should have been in the prior year from July to June. Or the purpose, a proper purpose within the confines of the grant. So this was a new grant and there was some confusion at the time of what could and couldn't be spent. So these have been hanging out there as a negative balance for a little while. You see it's 90-14 at the 13-14 fiscal year, and 90-16 at the 15-16. So this will clean that up.
The actual expenses were for purposes that general fund would have possibly taken care of anyhow.
Correct.
Like PD for staff and things like that. Yeah. So don't might think that it was spent on
inappropriate
items.
Right, and not inappropriate, right. But outside the confines of the grant. Which the general fund would be more than adequate to pay for those amounts, but the grant is a little more specific, item specific. You see a 2 cent one there. If we're going to clean them all up, we're going to clean them all up. I had 2 cents. If I leave a negative 2 cents, it bugged the heck out of me. So there's a 2 cent transfer there. And then we have our general fund to Title IIA. You can see the explanation for that is expenditures in excess of the grant award. Typically how that happens is we get an initial allocation. You can see those are very old. 2008-2009 is the $1,300 one. 2012-13 and then 13-14 and 15-16. And what's happened a lot of times is they've given us an initial allocation of say, for example, $50,000. And then throughout the year, they may adjust that allocation. Okay, so that allocation gets reduced down from what they originally said that they would award the district, gets reduced down to say $40,000. Well, when we put on that initial allocation in payroll and we don't make the change to change that allocation from 50 to 40, then it continues to come out of the grant and drives that into a negative balance, whereas it should have switched over then to the general fund, because that's what happens with those grants. We put them towards the salary. This one in particular would go towards one teacher's salary, but it wouldn't fund the entire salary. So once it runs out, it switches over to the general fund, and the general fund picks up the difference. In these cases, most typically what would have happened is we didn't switch it over in time. So it drove that down into a negative balance. And then it was never corrected. It was just left to kind of sit on the books in a negative amount. So. We're going to go ahead and correct those. Again, they're not improper purposes or purchases in any means. It's just where the grant ends, the general fund picks that amount up. Those are all of the general fund to various other funds transfers. It amounts to $181,000. That may seem high. It's not. A big portion of that is that HRA amount, the largest portion. And if you remember, typically that amounts $220,000 for the HRA amount. So that alone, with all those corrections, is less than the original estimated HRA amount. The other three down here are within the same fund. So the first one there is an athletics transfer. We have a high school athletics account and a junior high athletics account. And historically, the junior high account runs in a deficit, and the high school account builds a balance. And they net out to a positive balance overall. So instead of letting that continue to accumulate a negative balance in the junior high athletics account, the goal here is to bring them back to zero, have the small surplus in the high school account, which it actually generated in the high school account, and then be able to monitor that each year and show, okay, we know the junior high account ran into deficit to the tune of $4,000 this year. And then we'll make the transfer from the excess amount in the high school account into the junior high account. That way we'll be able to do it each year and we can better monitor the performance and the needs of the junior high account.
Todd, how long did it take to get to 27? How many years is that?
That I couldn't tell you, as long as I've been here. Years before. They have good years. They have years where they actually clawed back some of that and actually had a positive balance, but it never shows because they're so far in the hole. So it's really hard to show when they've had a good year and a bad year. I don't want to say bad year, because junior high, they typically don't make money.
Why would you put those together? Can you put those together?
You can, but it's a separation for the different coaching accounts and different allocations for the various sports and teams. And, so, yeah, you can.
Way too much detail for me. Yeah.
But that's what that is.
Okay.
The next one is a connectivity subsidy. It's a 451 account fund. And you can see it's just a correct for expenditures not posted in the proper period. We had a negative balance in the prior year. We had a positive balance in the year after that. That means that they charge the expenditures to the improper year. So we make that correction, those net out to zero, and we're back to where we should be. But again, that's an old one. That's 9011. 9011 is where that negative balance was. So the next one, the last one, is a Title I to Title I. Again, same thing. Different period. Expenditures should have been charged to the next year. Instead, they were charged the previous year. So in order to correct that, literally there was a negative balance of 349433 in one account and a positive balance of 349431 in the other account, and the difference is that 2 cents that's up there. So that's my 2 cents. So those are my transfers. It's a long list. It's normally not that long, but this is the year that I decided to make sure we get these things cleaned up and corrected so we can move forward. If you guys have any questions?
Maybe it's maybe potentially board work session or whatever, but I was hoping to get a little clarity on how much permanent improvement money and general fund money are going to band versus athletics. I think next month when we do our state of the, if that's another thing you could add to it,
sure.
Like a per pupil output, because I've heard some concerns with the amount that distribute that's proposed for next year. So if we can kind of get a feel for what that is, and the bigger number for me is what's the per pupil amount we're giving to band students versus athletic,
or PI, or
both, either general fund or PI, that the school is spending money on for those two particular programs.
Coaching salaries, band,
correct,
advisor,
yep,
salaries,
exactly, yeah. The entire picture that comes out of our budget, it's not generated from their own. Well, I mean, it seems like we're divvying up different things, like the farm rent,
okay,
between,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
those two.
Oh,
I mean,
sure. So those are the main two. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you wanted to do all of it, fine. But those are the two particular ones that I would like to break down.
Getting back to the agenda here, I apologize.
Sorry.
But I jumped around. So I went to transfers first. That was number three. Moving back, you see on there, there's April financial reports. The reason that's on there is because at the last meeting, we approved the financial reports like we always do, and the information you saw were the correct financial reports. However, they were labeled the May financial reports. They were actually the April financial reports. So that's why when you'll be approving these April financial reports, it's a correction to make sure we actually approve the correct name for the reports you actually received last month. Again, the May financial reports are correctly labeled. Those are the May financial reports that we report out on at the June meeting. So there was some confusion there at the last meeting. And then the final thing that I have are the permanent appropriations for fiscal year 18. If you remember, we normally do a closeout, final, end of year amended appropriations at the end of the year, and then we also do our temporary appropriations for the following year. This year, we didn't have to do an amendment because our appropriations are in line at the end of the year, which is always great to have. And then two, we actually got our permanent appropriations done for next year done early. So we have them ready to go on July 1, so we're not operating on 35% budgets, which are typically what you do with a temporary appropriation. We're operating on our full estimated budgets for next year. We'll be able to switch those over on July 1. So those are what you're approving tonight. The only thing, and if you look here, you have those paper copies also. There's a comparison document there. The important one is the general fund. General fund is 100% complete. Those budgets are done, the appropriations are done. This comparison document shows that you know, we have a 2% increase in our general fund appropriations as compared to what we appropriated in FY17, so going into 18. So that's a 2% increase. It's actually, like, I believe it's 1.8. I think I rounded down. But with a 2% salary increase, with steps and everything else, that's really good if we were to keep that 2% or below. And then you see also that we had in our FY18 amount in the five-year forecast, right there in green, we had originally estimated our appropriations would be $15,435,922. So even though we have a 2% increase from the prior year, we actually have a 1% decrease of where we thought we would be when we did that. So we had estimated, and what causes that a lot of times is FY18 is 2 years out. You know, so when we do the FY17 appropriations, we do an estimate based off of those to create our FY18 estimates. So when we actually analyze how much we actually spend in FY17, we're able to zero in more on that data and refine that estimate. So right now it looks like that we're going to come in at, you know, a full 1% below where we thought we would be, which is great. Food service is done. You can see they're pretty much flat. And then the 018 accounts, those are done. You see a 7% increase there. Those are amounts, those funds are not general fund amounts. Those are building level amounts. They do their own fundraising. Those are a lot of building level fundraisers that they do. And so what some of those buildings have a larger amount of available. And so they're starting to choose to use those on different projects or different things that they want to use that those funds on. So that can kind of increase, but it's not a drain on the general fund. It's not a drain on the district at all. So then we have the 019 other grants. You see, that's a 54% decrease, but we haven't received any of our Columbus Foundation money, or we don't know what those amounts are going to be next year. So you'll see going through this comparison, the grants, we haven't received our FY18 allocations yet for the grants, so we'll have to do an amendment when the grants come through to appropriate the amounts for our Title I, IDEA 6B, Title IIA teacher improvement, high schools that work. Those amounts haven't been given to us yet. So as soon as we get those, we'll fill those in and do an amended appropriation. But I just wanted to explain that so when you go down through here and you see these large percent increases or decreases, you know why. What's important to know is that the general fund's done, food service is done, the public support 018's done, 300 is done. You see there was a 15% decrease in the athletic department. So that's good going into next year. The athletic department finished with a positive balance this year, so that's good that they're continuing to look at that. Then we have the data and communications. We know typically we're going to get, they have been building up year after year. That's that network subsidy. We get $7,200 a year. And then, so we had about 3 years worth of expenditures sitting, or of funds sitting there that hadn't been used. Okay, we used those this year. We offset some costs that would have been general fund costs with those amounts. So that's why it's a little higher amount in the prior year. This year we only expect to get $7,200 that we receive, and that's probably all we'll expect to spend. That's why that looks like a decrease, but that one's done. The 461, that's the high schools that work. You see that's a giant decrease. We don't have those amounts yet. We haven't been given those allocations, so those appropriations aren't in yet. Same thing for the 516 and the 572. We don't have all of those. The amounts you do see are the amounts from 2017 that are the remaining salary payroll amounts that come out of those grants in July and August. We go ahead and appropriate those amounts. And then the Permanent Improvement Fund, you see that's just a decrease of $2,500. Otherwise, that's about the same. No real change there. And the 09, you see a 7% decrease there. That's just an estimate. We estimate based on the number of students in the buildings at the supply fee and come up with a budget for those amounts. 011 is the drug service, the drug drug fund, drug testing fund. And then you've got your 014 is the EC trips that they take. That's just an initial estimate of 32.5. You see it was 60,000 in the prior year. It's all based on participation. That could go up or down, but it's a self-sufficient fund. It takes care of itself. The 023 is the technology supply fee. That's $5 of that supply fee that everybody pays, times the number of students, gives you that six, you know, so $5 times 1,300 kids gives you the $6,000. That's where we get, or $5,000. I think it was $1,250 times five. And then the employee self benefits, self-insurance, that's the 024 account where we do the transfer. That amount, I think, once we decide whether we can reduce that, that 25% could go down. I think that will go down. So those are all the appropriations. That lines up, this document here lines up the appropriations we'll be voting on tonight, the actual appropriations that will be approved. Anybody have any questions on the permanent appropriations?
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of Treasurer that April 2017 financial statements be accepted as presented. This is a correction as improperly labeled as May 2017 in the previous meeting.
Second. Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of Treasurer, the May 2017 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Second. Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of Treasurer, the transfers be accepted as presented.
Second. Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve the permanent appropriation resolution for 2008 fiscal year as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that the Board award Todd Mustine, Treasurer, three-year contract paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract beginning with the 2017-2018 school year.
Second. Discussion.
Sorry. I'd like to say I appreciate the job you're doing. I'm glad we're going to keep you around.
Appreciate you having me.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you.
Thank you. I make a motion that at 7:30 p.m. we enter an executive session for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And Section 5. And we'll go into executive session, 7:30 p.m. We'll be taking no action. And I need a second.
I'll second it. We'll be taking action.
I will be taking action afterwards when we come back out. Second, Mike. Okay. Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0 for executive session.
Okay. So. So we'll resume the meeting. And we will start with the superintendent's report. Mr. Detweiler.
Thank you. All right, one of the first things we'll be looking at tonight is the new administrative salary schedules. One of the desires we had starting with last year was to create a form of merit-based pay for administration. Mr. Penny, fortunately or unfortunately, was the first one up. He took on a new position. We created a new schedule. We've modeled new schedules similar to that with some additions that will overall allow us to manage the increases our administration gets. The process will be multifold. Working with the treasurer will determine how much we can afford. I'll make a recommendation to the board for an average increase in their pay for the group. The board will approve, reject, modify that overall average increase, and that gives me basically the pot of money that I can dole out to the administrators based on their performance. So we will be moving to a performance-based pay model starting with this school year. So that is the new administrative salary schedule in a nutshell, and that will be available for the public after tonight. That's that.
Tim, I don't know if we can, just as far as the board maintaining oversight over you and our role, potentially that being something in our evaluations. Basically, we're going to be watching closely to see if you're distributing those appropriately.
Yep, absolutely. We will also, within the agenda, we have the administrator's compensation that we'll be talking about, and we've made some changes to that. So once we get there, I'll talk a little bit more at that point, so we don't jump back and forth. School colors. The school colors, you have an item in front of you tonight for the first time that we can find anywhere in the minutes for any Board of Education at Madison Plains. The board is defining the school colors and where those have to be used. And if you want to have an alternative uniform of some kind representing a school-sponsored event for Madison Plains, the process you go through for having that alternative uniform. Basically, without going to it, the green is hunter green or forest green. The gold is athletic gold. The secondary colors, and you can help me with this, Matt, black, white, and gray. And secondary colors means piping, letters, or numbers, okay, on your uniforms. So those are the options that our coaches will have, our activities will have. Again, these are for school-sponsored events. So if the PTO wants to sell a blue t-shirt, they can. They're an outside organization.
So it's not school-sponsored, right?
Correct. Okay. So we don't run into the business of trying to manage the PTO or GISA or anything like that. We hope they'll use our colors, but they don't have to. We're not mandating that through this action. Okay? The alternative process, basically, if the band wants all black uniforms, well, that doesn't follow the color scheme that we've put out here. They go through the process, which would be they present to Dr. Unger, the administrator over top of the band, and then make a recommendation. Then he'd make a recommendation to me, and I would say yes or no, okay? If it's athletics, Mr. Mason goes through the same process. Football says we want to do this. He says yes or no. He says yes, it comes to me. I say yes, we move on, okay? So that's basically what the color scheme, color action item is tonight. We're not getting into logos or anything like that. We are Golden Eagles, and that's not changing. So I'm going to make sure everybody hears that loud and clear. Hear that, Sandy? Okay. Make sure that that's in the paper. We're not changing logos. And so that's the items that we'll be talking about tonight. We've got a lot of personnel items on here. I will, in an attempt to try to save time, I'll just speak briefly as we go through each item. So that's my report. We'll get right to the action items.
Great. Thank you. All right. We will, no unfinished business. We will move to Section I, new business.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board accept with regret the following resignations. This is Joe Stewart, effective May 30th as an intervention specialist in and Roseanne McAllister, effective June 20th, as a reading specialist.
Second.
Discussion?
I will say, with Roseanne, Roseanne has fought an illness for a long time and fought it valiantly, but she was able to get disability. And Roseanne is an outstanding reading specialist. So in that regard, she will be missed.
When will Joe Stewart's basketball position be presented to us?
The head coaching position? Have we not put that forward yet, Matt?
No, it'll be on next month.
Okay.
He had a couple things he's still doing. Okay. But they're done now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, discussion? Any more? Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anegas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board employ the following on a one-year contract to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2017-2018 school year. David Emmons as an intervention specialist, Caitlin Kite as a fifth grade math/science teacher.
A second.
Discussion?
David is, I think we've talked at different times about our quality staff leaving. It's a great example of our quality staff wanting to come back. As soon as we posted the position, he reached out to us, and I know Dr. Unger jumped on getting him back here. I saw him today, and he's excited to be back at Madison playing. So.
Great. Good news. That's a good story. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Anegas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award the following supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2017-2018 school year, as presented.
Aren't you going to state them?
No. I'm before you.
Second. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anegas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the administrative salary schedules as presented.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Abstain.
Mrs. Anegas?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Before I read this next motion, do you have a proper dollar amount for that?
Yeah, if we could amend this to change the 3% to 2.5%, and the dollar amount is $10,575.
Thank you.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve a 2.5% average increase in base pay for the principals, assistant principals, and directors who are not changing job positions for the 2017-2018 contract year. This increase will not exceed $10,575 in total.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Anegas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Abstain.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0. Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following placements on the newly approved administrative salary schedules. It's Karen Grigsby, range 2, experience level 8. Matt Unger, range 2, experience level 4. Jason Weiss, range 2, experience level 9. And Joe Penny, range 2, experience level 8.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Anegas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the following placement on the newly approved administrative salary schedules for Matt Mason, range 2, experience level 6.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Abstain.
Mrs. Anegas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion
carries 4-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board award Drew Snyder a 3-year contract as the K-6 assistant principal to be placed at range 1, experience level 0 of the approved administrative salary schedule.
Second. Discussion?
Drew could not be here tonight as he had a scheduled family vacation that started the day, but he's very excited about being a Madison plant.
Good. Glad to have him. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the salary of new K-6 principal Brad Miller is $80,000 annually, beginning with the 2017-2018 contract year. Mr. Miller will be placed in range 1, experience level 3.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the annual salary of new special education director Kim LaGault as $87,500, beginning with the 2017-2018 contract year. Mrs. LaGault will be placed in range 2, experience level 5.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the second and final reading of the following board policies as presented.
Second. Discussion. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the agreement between Invo Healthcare Associates and Madison Plains Local Schools effective August 21st, 2017 and extending until May 24th, 2018.
Second. Discussion?
Same contract we always have, same dollar amount.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the Board of Education governing board resolution authorizing 2017-2018 membership in the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board authorize travel to Higher Ground Camp, West Harrison, Indiana, for the high school football team to help develop skills and team building skills. All travel expenses will be paid through student payments and athletic booster account. The trip will take place June 30th, 2017 through July 2nd, 2017. There are no financial obligations to the board.
I second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zanikas?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation superintendent, the board approve the school colors as follows. Okay. The primary uniform and gear colors used by students representing Madison Plains in school-sponsored events will be green, hunter green, or forest green, and athletic and gold, athletic gold. The secondary colors, secondary being defined as trimming, lettering, and numbers, are white, black, and gray. All OHSAA rules related to required uniform colors will be followed. If alternative uniform colors are desired, the following processes will be followed to gain approval. The head varsity coach, director, or advisor will recommend the alternative uniform design and colors to the appropriate administrator, coaches to AD, directors, and advisors to principals. Once approval has been given by the appropriate administrator, the administrator will then submit their recommendation to the superintendent for approval. The program will be responsible for raising funds to purchase the alternative uniform. Once purchased, the alternative uniform will be presented to the Board of Education as a donation to the district. Alternative uniforms may only be worn for competition on dates approved in writing by the athletic director. All uniforms and gear purchased for students representing Madison Plains Local Schools from this approval date forward will follow these guidelines. Uniforms and gear purchased prior to this approval are not subject to these guidelines and may still be worn and used.
Second. Discussion.
Just to be clear, we are not going to go out and buy all new uniforms.
That's absolutely clear. We will not do that.
The other question that I had is during the athletic council meeting, a question came up in who pays for the uniforms in the past. Was there a type of a rule in place, like a 60-40 rule?
Not for uniforms. It was unique purchases of a large nature. For example, the field house. Field house needed renovated, so we said, let's do a 40-60 split. Athletics raises money, the board will contribute a portion of that to that. The 40-60 split also came about for, it's been used twice. That's
what I just said. Band talents?
I'm sorry?
The band tower?
No. It was football helmets?
Uniforms.
So we did do it there. But it has to be a unique situation. For example, the band uniforms. They have not had new uniforms in 12 years. So that's very unique. It's a very high dollar item. So we're going to help them with that. At least I'm going to recommend it to the board. We're getting a proposal from the band. As soon as we get that, then I can put it in front of the board and say, I recommend we do X. So that's where that came from. There is nothing in writing, there's nothing stipulates it, other than a previous board, myself said, 40-60 is where we want to be.
And that's how it came about. I think Bob brought it up in the meeting. Sorry. And all the coaches that were there were not aware of this rule, so.
Right. Because it's not to buy uniforms every year for each team. That's not what it's for. It's for those situations where, okay, we haven't bought New Jersey football uniforms in 6 years and they're tattered and they don't have the money. Then they can propose that to me, then I can propose it to the board.
I think the language is correct now. Unique situations.
Yep. So.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to point out on the motion on the floor right now is the High School Athletic Association rules will override. So as Matt pointed out, our away uniforms have to be white. So that supersedes what we're putting here. That's why we put that in there.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Call roll, please.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of Superintendent, the Board approve the following donations. We have $100 from Network for Good, $200 from Marion Edwards, $250 from Sheila McIntyre, $40 from Shelby Clark.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Did you have something to add?
We do need to talk about scheduling a July meeting, early in July.
Okay.
For two-tier busing, because the legislature is on track. Todd and I kind of coordinated our schedules this summer where July 6th we can get together and kind of figure out, okay, based on what the state's done, what's the recommendation going to be? So we need to kind of do that as early as can. I know we have a meeting the 18th, but the earlier the better.
So you want to do an additional meeting in July?
Just for the
just
decision
for
on two-tier busing.
Two-tier busing decision, whether we need to reverse that.
Correct.
Based upon funding.
Correct.
So I'm out till the 10th.
Well, the 11th would probably be our best bet.
I have a council meeting that night. 12th? Wednesday the 12th?
Now, Todd can't be here, but we're going to meet on the 6th. So if Todd says, okay, here's how much we're going to lose if we do this or how much we'll gain, I can present that as part of the recommendation. That works for me.
I think we're okay with that.
Is that okay?
What day is that?
The 12th, Wednesday?
7 o'clock still?
7 o'clock?
I'm very concerned about making sure as soon as we can to announce to the public that we either are or are not going with two-tier busing.
Has the budget been approved?
Next week.
Next week is the day?
Okay.
7 or 6 o'clock?
7.
I can do 6.
Oh.
I can do 6 too.
You want to do 6, Tim?
Perfect.
Earlier the better? Okay. 6 p.m. it is. On the 12th.
That is fair week, though, just so everybody knows.
That's right.
It should be okay because it's in the evening, but.
Okay. Anything else? Should we do?
I've got one quick item for executive session.
Okay.
Hey, that fair week's a decent point. There was some pushback last year because we had, a two-tier busing meeting.
It was.
I think we're only discussing which way we're going to go. So.
I think they want us to have this meeting, though.
If we can reverse it.
Yeah, they want to know as early as possible.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. There's no new agenda items, and I will make a motion that we enter into executive session at 8:37 p.m. For the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G. Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. And probably Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Buss?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. That concludes our meeting. Our next meeting date will be Wednesday, July 12th at 6 p.m. in this room, with the regular board meeting following on June 20th. July 18th, 2017, at 7 p.m. in this room.
You're looking.
And there'll be no further action taken this evening. Thanks for coming out.